using pump trucks to transport the wastewater generated by the developments to the Cooper Creek Wastewater Treatment Facility. After advertising a request for qualifications, the city in 2012 selected Roselle Engineering to design a gravity sewer main approximately 3,311 feet in length, extending from the Fall Creek Interceptor to the development's force main at Highway 265 and acquire all easements necessary for the project. The design work has been completed and the city has bid the project, with Flat Creek Excavating being awarded the project for a bid of $374,660.13. This bid accepted by the city was $63,412.87 under the engineer's estimate. As of the date of this report, no work has begun on this project, with the city expecting the contractor to mobilize in the next couple of weeks. These projects are part of a group of projects that the city has outlined in its wastewater capital improvement plan. The city has an estimated $46 million worth of projects it would like to address over the next 5 years. The bulk of these projects in the capital improvement plan represent lift station upgrades, but does include an expansion of the Cooper Creek Wastewater Treatment Facility at an estimated $34,175. The City of Branson Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on May 24, 2015. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. These projects meet the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
So the total is $500,000?
Total is what they're requesting is $500,000, which that represents 29% of the total of both of these projects as they were bid.
Right. The only question I have for you, John, and you're keeping track of the expenses that we budgeted as a commission of $4 million, yep, and the amount of money that the cities, each one of them, comes in, mm-hmm, with the projects or villages or so on and, yes, so forth, so that keeps us in budget form for emergencies and all other things,
yeah,
that might take place.
If this were approved based on what the county commission, the funding agreements that we've approved thus far, I would have approximately $670,000 still remaining of what the county commission has not yet obligated itself to.
Right.
I do expect City Hollister coming in pretty soon with a lift station rehab. That's going to be pretty pricey, but Bull Creek Village has a project out there, but I yet to get up to the table to bring me something to work with.
Right.
So I think
they have to understand that, and that's one thing that we have you hired for, is to keep in touch with that, with these different, because if they don't come in this year and they don't come in at a timeline, mm-hmm, well, then they're not going to receive the funds and they're going to be hanging on a limb out here.
Yes.
So these people that represent and the different cities and things, and we've got a budget line and, mm-hmm, we're trying to make everybody happy in the county.
Yep.
So anyway, motion for approval of the funding agreement with the City of Branson.
Second. All in favor?
I have another question.
I don't have any questions. Well, you have a question.
Robert Schultz wouldn't allow that, Mike.
What?
If you don't want me to ask a question, that's fine.
Well, we have a motion and a second. And
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I don't care if he makes a statement or a question after that.
Mr. Penn will come on up and make a statement. I guess you can make a statement on this.
I think it's a little, I don't understand why you have a public meeting and a discussion on an item. You'll give the public an opportunity to address the board before you vote. This doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Robert's Rules of Order doesn't allow you to, after a motion and a second has already been made, I don't believe there's any discussion from the public that's allowed at that time. So
if that's true, then I don't know whether it is or not. then why don't you give the public, if you're going to discuss an issue, why don't you give the public an opportunity to make a comment? It's like a closed meeting.
Chuck, I don't understand what... If you would have said, hey, I'd like to say something, we've always... After the motion and a second was already made. So if you wanted to say something, you'd do it prior to that. We've always allowed...
I waved my hand before you started the discussion. Is that what you're telling me?
No, before the motion and the second.
Well, I didn't know when a motion was going to be made. You all were discussing it.
Okay, Chuck, what's your point? I'll say, go right ahead. What's your point?
We're not going anywhere here. What I would like to ask, and I haven't followed over the last couple of years, how the sewer district and the county commission works on the funding, the sewer sales tax funding. And I may have missed it with report, John, about what is going on. But did the sewer board, one question I have. Did the sewer board agree to this expenditure? Did the county commission consider, let me back it up, I'm in full support as a county commissioner. I supported working with the city of Branson. It makes all kinds of good sense. But we've had an issue for over a year now, I think, longer than a year, on the Deep Creek project. Where we entered into the, where we, meaning Canyon County, entered into the, an agreement with the city of Branson, a funding agreement.
Okay. So to answer your first question, Chuck, during the budgetary process every year, the commission, and it's public, everybody's welcome, discusses how much money is being to be set aside for these projects. Am I wrong on that, Danny?
That's right.
So that's where that's decided. So those specific funds are set aside for these types of projects that don't have to go through, they don't go through the sewer board. And Danny, you might be able to speak to that a little bit better.
They don't have to. I've asked that the sewer district or the sewer board vote on these projects. If it's reaches a certain number, that it should be turned into a sewer board project, not a county commission voting on that project. But in the past, the county commission has taken care of voting on these small projects for the city of Forsyth, the city of Hollister, and so on and so forth. And as the budget process, there's been a lengthy discussion, and all presentations at the time were made by Mr. Suti on the amount of dollars that could be spent that wouldn't affect the total outcome of the entire budget.
Or any of the major projects that...
Right, or any of the major projects that they have in line. So it's different... The commission makes the decision on the smaller projects or any emergency projects that come in, and the sewer district outlines all major projects for the cities, villages, and even into the county, whereas we have like the Lakeway Village and the Venice on the Lakes and so on and so forth. Those are major projects that are in the millions of dollars. I've requested, but it's not went anywhere, that anything that reaches over a certain dollar amount be a sewer board project instead of, and I think I've made that comment right here, John,
yeah, yes.
that if it reaches over a certain amount, then it should be considered as a sewer district project. Some of these things where there's improvements with lift stations and pump stations and so on and so forth, those come to the county commission and have been discussed as John laid out. And that's the only reason I asked that question, Chuck, was we have to budget and proceed with a dollar amount. And we approve that amount off of lengthy discussions through the budget period of time. And John comes in and there's... Well, one of the probably more lengthy discussions that we have in budget about those projects and the cost. And that's the way it's been outlined for $4 million to be set aside to be used for those projects. Now, what you're asking is that we hold these projects because we have a concern with the city of Branson and the Bee Creek project that we not consider this project. This has nothing to do with that process. The Bee Creek project, which is already in the court system, is totally different. And if the judgment comes out, whichever way it comes out, is totally separated from what we are doing in the improvement project for the citizens of the county.
Hopefully my question was clear. I understand that you cannot connect the two. That's a Hind issue that's being worked on. That's happened before. My question is, this morning I hear the county commission vote to approve funding sewer sales tax dollars. Is that the way it always happens? Does the county commission always approve of the funding of sewer sales tax money?
We approve their budget. So in a roundabout way, yes, it always happens.
But if there's something happens, do you always approve the funding?
Certain,
like we saw today,
certain funds are set aside. Certain funds are set aside yearly for funding agreements.
Mm-hmm. So always when there's funding on a project, it comes to the county commission.
I'm still trying to figure out what. I feel like it's a loaded question, Chuck or Mr. Pendle. I don't understand what you're trying to.
Well, it is somewhat a loaded question.
Okay.
I think it's a valid question. I think we should know if all funds, as you just voted this morning, our sewer sales tax funds are approved by the county commission. But the next question would follow, since you're concerned about a loaded question, then why do we have a sewer district? If the county commission is doing it, then why do we have a sewer district?
Well, the sewer board handles, again, I think Mr. Strahan just explained that to you, the different projects and...
The sewer district handles major projects throughout the county and with all the cities and with all the villages and now Taney County. And it has happened that way for some period of time. And as I stated earlier, I have requested, and John has agreed with me, that there's a dollar amount set to those, any of those that are above a certain dollar amount, be handled by the sewer district, and the small projects or projects that are emergency type situations that come up throughout the year that are requested from these cities, villages, or Taney County citizens, that they be handled and the county commission approves all those funds. John, just to go into it, can you remember how many was turned in?
As far as funding agreements?
Yes. It was $12 million or $15
million. Oh, yeah.
It was $15 million worth of projects. Yeah. This board said no to that as a county commission, and there was a lengthy discussion about it, and so we set a $4 million budget line item. Like I said, mm-hmm. And these were in our budget hearings and discussed at a length. So,
how many have we done so far this year?
This year?
Funding agreements.
Probably five, between five and eight. You know, I'd have to go back and count them exactly, but several. Some we had carry over from last year, the larger projects like Forsyth and Marion Woods.
We've had a couple from Hollister, we've had Forsyth, we've had, what was the road issue with sewer messed up?
Taneyville. Yeah, the road issue, Taneyville, a couple other projects with Taneyville, Marion Woods.
Yeah.
Waiting on Bull Creek to come in.
But I'm all in favor, and I'm tickled pink that projects are happening. Way to go. That's a good thing. I'm glad to see projects are going for using those funds that are coming in. guess the thing that troubles me this morning